She knew she had crossed a line. But to her, it didn't matter. She did what her husband asked of her. Maybe in the morning, the wife might feel differently. But for now, with the alcohol, the dancing, the excitement of all that had transpired earlier, everything playing in her head. It wasn't her husband she was thinking about. Rather, a little over 7 months had passed since the day our couple said, I do. It was a beautiful destination wedding with family and friends. That night, in the honeymoon suite, the husband couldn't wait to enjoy his beautiful wife's pussy.
You can't wait to have me, huh?
And the wife, well, she was equally excited to show and share. After all, both had decided early in the relationship to wait until marriage. The husband was a virgin, and his wife? Well, she said she was too. Truth was, she wasn't. The wife had a past, and all it took was a little white lie to make her history go away. But, to the wife's credit, since meeting the man who had now become her husband, she hadn't once been unfaithful, and it was her heart's desire to keep it that way. The couple continued to enjoy a wonderful relationship. The future possibilities were endless. The husband was identified early on as a high performer, having consistently exceeded his targets, and was now under consideration for a promotion. And due to his success, the wife was able to transition from her office job to being a housewife. She was happy. He was happy. Life was good. Was it time to start thinking about having a baby? The wife was a yes. But the husband wasn't sure. He felt like they needed more time to create, you know, a solid financial foundation. While the wife didn't voice her displeasure with her husband's decision, inside, she was disappointed. She knew she would just have to be patient. But after weeks turned into months, patience wore thin, both for the husband and news of his job promotion, as well as the wife and her desire to start a family. Standing there in the shower, and the wife didn't know what to think. It was the night of her husband's corporate party. Quite the big to-do. All the employee spouses attend. There's food, alcohol, entertainment. It's crazy, but also, you know, a lot of fun. The wife attended last year's event, and it definitely was something to not be missed. But it wasn't cocktails and dancing that was on the wife's mind. More so what her husband had asked her to do before she slipped into the shower. And also the way he asked. in such a nonchalant, no big deal way. The truth was, she felt conflicted. Sure, she wanted her husband to get the promotion, but at the cost of being flirty with his senior VP. What would people think of her? I mean, sure, she could smile and laugh and be friendly. She was very good at that. But what exactly did her husband have in mind?
So, while I know I said no earlier, I might be more open if you, I don't know, maybe just explained more about what you mean by innocent flirting. Well, yeah, I mean, of course. But, like, I don't know. What if he asks me to dance? And do I tell him no? Do I say yes? Okay. And then what if one dance leads to two? I'm sorry. You know how my head gets. I get ahead of myself, but I just need to figure out what you're comfortable with and what I'm comfortable with, you know? Okay, so me dancing with him is fine. Okay, so what do I do if he starts to get, you know, handsy with me? Didn't you say he has a reputation of being a ladies' man? Or is that someone else that you work with? It all runs together. Sorry. So yes, you're gonna be okay with him running his hands over my ass? Yeah, I didn't think so either. Have I met this guy before? Look, I get it. You get this promotion, it would be a very, very big deal. I understand completely. Oh. You might think it is time to have a baby? Well, you know, we'll talk about it. No pressure. All right. Well, I need to finish getting ready or we're never gonna get out of here. I love you. Okay.
The event was insane. Like, insane. There were dancers in cages, a DJ that the company flew in from Vegas, an ice bar. And while the wife was determined to stick to wine, it wasn't long before giving in to the temptation of Jello shots and Jello shooters. And why not? After all, they do taste so good. And the wife was having a very good time. So much so that she forgot what her husband had asked her to do earlier.
What, babe? Oh. Oh, yes. Hi. How are you? Good, good. Yes. Well, you know, my husband has been doing a very good job for your company. Well, that's very good to hear. Thank you. Oh, yes. No. You all don't work him too hard. Well, I mean, if you need him an extra hour or two, I won't mind. Huh? Baby, I'm just giving you a hard time. Well. I find it very exciting that my husband is in the running for promotion. But tell me, what do you think about my husband being promoted? You have the power to make that decision, don't you? It's true. I am bold. Are you all hiring? I'm just kidding. Sure. Yeah. You don't mind, baby, right? If I walk with your senior VP to go get another drink? Okay, baby. Mwah. Shall we?
The husband didn't know exactly what to think as he watched his wife walk off into the crowd with him. Little did he know, his wife wouldn't be returning any time soon.